This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
His taquerias around us.
Well, Sean, you done stepped off in it. Come on, Sean. Gosh damn it, man.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we are live here. And let's go out live to West Palm Beach as the fellas who you've been listening to, and they've been bringing you the great, great coverage there as spring training is revved up and going right now. Joining us, Sean Pendergast, and they are joining us courtesy of Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. How was it today, fellas? Another dub, or not, fellas? Just Sean. How was it today,
yeah,
Sean? Another dub and Framber on the mound. That looked good there. Pitching looked good throughout the day as they win 3-0.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's just me today, fellas. It was not as much activity as yesterday. We got a couple shutout innings from Framber. We got shutout innings from everybody today.
That's right.
So it was nice. We got a 2-run homer from Yiner in the first inning. We got some shutout innings from Framber. We got shutout innings from everybody else who pitched. And in the end, it was a 3-0 win for the Stros today. So it was nice.
What the hell's going on with Seth? He's just going to come whenever we get on the phone, whenever he wants to get on the phone, or what?
I'm on a walk right now. So I said, look, I can sit in the house and just sit at a table and do my hit with these guys and then welcome everybody else in who wants to be in, or I could get a few steps in so that I can eat irresponsibly and drink irresponsibly for the next several hours. And you know what? I choose me.
Well, there
that's
you
what
go.
I choose. No, I choose.
He's probably hunting iguanas.
I'm on a sidewalk right now going around like a little lake that we're near. I see a trailer park right across the lake. There's a bunch of snails. I'll send you guys a picture. There's a bunch of empty snail shells sitting on the bench next to me right now. So, we are in Wild Kingdom here, man. I'm telling you. Yeah. I know, like, It feels like, right, yeah, show, right? Like, we got to get iguanas out our backyard. There's rats running around back there. I go to take a walk. I want to sit down and talk to my friends, Ron and Clint. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 7 empty snail shells on the bench next to me. I mean, I found these things 15 seconds ago.
Hey, so he's over into that trailer park and see if you can't get some good beer drinking going on over there or something, man.
It's not an ease over situation. It's a long walk. I can see it across the lake. But I can tell you right now, if all these guys go to bed as early as they go to bed, I'm going to walk over to that trailer park and just see what's going on a little bit. Hey, any of y'all watching the Rockets and the Spurs at 9:30 local time tonight?
I'll
hang out with y'all.
I'll be honest. I never had nobody say that to me. Hey, Ryan, why don't you ease all over to that trailer park over there and see if you can get some good drinking.
There's some good beer drinking going on over there, man. See
I find that
on.
Hard to believe. I think you've had those. Yeah.
Hey, Sean, you talked about it. Yiner Diaz had the big bomb today. And he is somebody that isn't talked about as much with everything that's happening, obviously, with Altuve in left field and the new guys and Christian Walker and Paredes and all of the departures. But, I mean, this is a guy who was up for the Silver Slugger Award at the catcher position. Yep. And it feels like that is somebody that you can look at taking another step and improving upon what he did last year.
Yeah, I totally agree, Sho. I wrote an article today. I think it'll drop tomorrow at the Houston Press. Like, certain things for the Astros that are either unexpected or performances from guys who may be a level above what we're talking about right now. that might get them from the 85 or 86 wins that everybody's expecting to the 94, 95, or 100 wins that we're all used to. You know, like that's the fact of the matter is for the last 8-9 years, we're all used to winning anywhere between 95 and 100 and 405 games. And I think Yiner Diaz is one of those things. I think Yordan Alvarez being able to play 150 games and put up MVP numbers is one of those things. Health has been an issue for him. I think Jeremy Pena maybe taking a next step is one of those things. And then there's a few things that trigger people, like, hey, what if Lance McCullers actually pitches 25 games this year? What if Chaz McCormick comes back and is what he was 2 years ago? I think Yiner Diaz is one of those things, man. Like Yiner Diaz, what he was last year, was already one of the top 7, 8, 9 catchers in the league offensively. And I think he's in that conversation for where, man, if he can take that next step offensively, he can be one of those things that gets this team back to where we're used to be. I think everybody expects this team to win about 85 or 86 games. But I do think there are some things existing on this roster, including Yiner Diaz, they could get this team back to where we've all normally been for the last 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, Sean, I think we've talked about this a couple times. We got Yiner Diaz, Pena, the two that you in terms of the Astros that were here last year, those two, and then Spencer Arrighetti being the third, and from a starting perspective, if those guys just continue trending in the right direction and take another step forward, it doesn't have to be a huge stride, but just take another step in the positive direction. That's gonna be. Huge in terms of filling the Tucker Bregman void on this baseball team.
No doubt. I mean, you know, you think about the first month and a half of last season. Like, there's no way this team goes 12-24 to start the season again. There's no way they experience the degree of bad luck that they had to begin last season, whether it's injury or just normal baseball bad luck. And some of it was self-inflicted. Their bullpen was a mess. All those things. I don't think they do that again this year. Now, from June on, they were one of the best teams in baseball, so you got to sustain that. But they did that without Kyle Tucker. This just in, they'll be without Kyle Tucker again this year. So I think Spencer Arrighetti, I thought Hayden Wisniewski yesterday did some good things. Like, if you just look at the box score, you're like, all right, it was all right. 2 innings, 1 run, he gave up a home run, whatever. But if you were there at the game, you watched, and he's working on some things. Like a lot of these, that's the beautiful thing about spring training, fellas, is that if guys pitch well, you're like, yeah, Fromber was Fromber. And if they don't pitch well, you're like, he was just working on some things. So it's a beautiful thing. But I think Wisniewski too, like, I think it's going to be, barring injury, it's going to be a deeper rotation. And I'm still optimistic about Lance McCullers. We'll see what happens with that. But the five that they have in place, I think, are going to be pretty good.
I did want to ask you about something else, but real quick, why are you optimistic about Lance more than in the past?
I don't know. He's not coming off of Tommy John. He's coming off of a bone spur. Here's the thing, Joe. Like, when Lance pitches, it's undeniable. Every time he pitches, he's good. I have no medical reason to believe it's going to be any better this time. It's just, it feels like the news is better this time around. It feels like internally the team is more optimistic this time around. So I'm kind of taking my cues from people who are watching Lance. But like every time, there's no point in Lance's career when he's taken the mound over an extended period of time. Obviously, like, you know, game 4 or 5, whatever it was, of the World Series in 2022 was awful. He gave up 5 home runs in 2 innings or whatever it was. But there's no period of time where he's taken the mound over an extended period where it's been anything but pretty good to really good. So, yeah, I think it's my optimistic nature. You know, I'm easily sold to, okay?
I know. So that's what I mean. You get there. Real quick on Altuve. What's the latest on Jose Altuve, and are you going to get a chance, you guys going to get a chance to see him in left field?
Yeah, we'll see him on Friday. So Friday is when Jose Altuve is going to get his first spring training look in a real game in left field. Joe Espada said today it's going to be 4 or 5 innings of Altuve. Everybody who's watched him play so far in the preseason or spring training, whatever we're calling it, has been really optimistic about it. We'll wait and see. I've not laid eyes on it yet, but he's going to play it in a game, which is very different, obviously, than playing it in a bunch of workouts. But we will be there on Friday for it. Obviously, Payne and Pendergast will not occur until Monday, so we will report in on the drive with Sterner and Hughley on Friday afternoon what we saw of Jose Altuve in left field.
Sean, is there anybody that you haven't seen yet in person that you're – I know there's some guys that are supposed to get some action tomorrow. I saw a list earlier. I don't have it right in front of me, but I know there's some action tomorrow that I think we had. I saw where Cam Smith's going to start tomorrow at third. I know you've already seen him, but anybody out there off the top of your head that you hadn't seen that you'd like to before you leave?
There's nobody I've seen we haven't seen Hunter Brown. We saw Framber today. We haven't seen Spencer Arrighetti. We haven't seen Spencer Arrighetti pitched on Sunday. We haven't seen any of those guys since we got here. I haven't looked at the schedule yet to see who's the starting pitchers over the next couple of days. I got to imagine we're seeing Hunter Brown at some point. Those are probably the only ones, Quint. Just starting pitchers, because and obviously Yordan we haven't seen, Altuve we haven't seen, Pena we haven't seen. So those are three huge ones right there. So those would be the three big ones, plus any starting pitchers we haven't seen yet. Josh Hader we haven't seen. Anybody who's relevant to this team in 2025 we haven't seen yet. I would love to see before we leave here. But it's been fun, man. Like the Cam Smith show yesterday with the two home runs. And today, seeing the lineup today, there's four or five guys in the lineup today where you go, all right, well, these guys are all competing for jobs. It's just a different Astros vibe because 2 years ago when we were here, this was a team coming off of a World Series championship where the roster was pretty much etched in stone other than one or two guys. There's some spots on this team, both in terms of everyday players and pitchers, more bullpen than starting rotation, obviously, that are very competitive right now. So it's been really cool.
Yeah. Oh, real quick, Sean, before we let you go, Dubon, who they sent back to Houston, but he was in the lineup yesterday. What are they saying about him? I'm guessing he's fine if he came right back with that shoulder in the lineup.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's okay. I mean, it's February. You know what I mean? Like so I'm guessing he's all right. And I had to guess when the starting lineup gets unveiled for week one. I didn't see anything from Brendan Rodgers today at second base or anything from, Guillorme was actually pretty fun to watch at shortstop yesterday. If I had to guess, when opening day rolls around in late March, it's going to be Altuve in left field and Dubon at second base and everybody else where you think they would be. So, I didn't hear anybody around the ballpark today fretting over Dubon going back to Houston today.
All right, Sean, we appreciate you, and we will talk to you down the line tomorrow and Friday. That's going to be a big conversation to see what you're able to see as Altuve makes his debut in left field. Have a good time, man. Yeah, have a drink for all of us.
Yeah, can't wait. Already doing that, brother. I appreciate you guys. Yeah, we'll do. We'll talk later this week.
All right, that's Sean Pendergast, who is in West Palm Beach, joining us courtesy of Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. I couldn't believe Sean was drinking. You thought Sean already had drink?
The guy is drunk.
I thought he'd already have a couple pops. I can tell you, man, he starts a little earlier than everybody else, man. He gets up about 4 a.m. to start his prep for a show. Hell, he's got to get started drinking.
My man said, I'm going to go hit a couple of walk. Give me a good walk in just so I can go ahead and do this.
Give me some steps in to justify the way I'm going to eat and drink this evening. I hear you, man.
There you go, man.
Get ahead of the game, baby. Get ahead. It's hard to play catch up with a hangover.
That's right. Sounds like you had some good fish or something.